Welcome back, everyone. If you're new here and started listening this past month, really as a direct result from the Based on Her Story Sisterhood Month series, thank you so much for coming back. I'm your host, Legally Black, and this is They Didn't Tell You podcast. I have to kick the episode off by thanking Jazz, Jelly, Z, and Danny again for making that series as dope and as magical as it was. If you are in need of a pick-me-up, a word of encouragement, replay those conversations and take what you need. Before we get into it, please show me some love by rating and subscribing to my podcast. And if you're tuning in via Apple Podcasts, leave me a review. Let others know what you like about it, maybe a guest or two that I've brought on that you really fucked with. And if you've already done that, thank you so much for holding me down. I truly appreciate you. Additionally, hop on over to my website, theydidn'ttellyou.com, and get you some merch. Get yourself a hoodie. After these hoodies sell out, I am not restocking them again until the fall and winter. I am a small business, y'all. I can't do these things all year round. I want to transition into summer, wear some t-shirts, and I have some really cute things, dope messages, and designs coming out for y'all this summer. Shout out to my friend Tierra for really helping me out with that too. I appreciate you, sis. Additionally, I'm going to be doing some Instagram story only discounts, meaning like in order for you to know if I'm having a sale, in order for you to know what discount is coming through for me, you're going to have to, or for my brand and my business, you're going to have to check out my Instagram stories. So this is a way for me to encourage myself to be more engaged on social media because I'm not really engaged in that way per se. I do mostly posting, but I don't really be in the stories, and the stories is really where it's at. So if you want to benefit from some discounts, I encourage you to start checking out my story, you know, the next coming week or two. You might see a little discount in there or something. So is that everything I wanted to announce? Are those all my announcements for the beginning of the podcast? Yes. Yes, I think those are. So I don't really come on here too much to talk about pop culture or Insta celebs, but every now and then something catches my attention and I feel like, let me bring this to my podcast because it's definitely worth a conversation. And this week, I want to talk about where you get your advice from and why we need to be more selective about who we take it from. Because there's a lot of people out here giving, you know, good advice out here. I'm not even going to do air quotes. I was going to do air quotes, but I'm not. There's people out here giving good advice. And I don't think, you know, I give the best advice for everybody because it's not a one size fits all. But I do think, you know, maybe like you too, we give out decent and solid advice. So where am I going with all of this? In the past few weeks, many of us have been getting our fill of the Derrick Jackson situation. And if you don't know who he is, you don't know what he's about, I'm going to fill you in very briefly because this episode really isn't about him per se in general, but he sparked a thought in my mind about this idea of taking advice. So essentially, Derrick is a husband, he's an author, and I guess he's like a relationship guru of sorts on the internet. And he records a lot of videos responding to either other posts, other videos, just about relationships, love, different stages of relationship, who you are, whether you're, I guess, a mom, single mom, if you're dating in your 40s or whatever. He just covers a range of topics about dating. And I think what appealed to people the most about his brand is that he promotes himself as the, you know, quintessential man in a committed relationship and strives to advise others via his social media, via his books, and lead them into happy, healthy relationships of their own, guide them into their, in their own relationships. Right. And not to say his advice wasn't good. I'm sure it helps some people. I mean, you can see from the people who have interacted with him via social media over the years, they, you know, people really have gravitated towards him. And some people have been like, I don't know about this guy, because as many people that have liked him and loved him, there were some people on the side like, I don't want to play this man too close. I'm not too sure about him. Some people kind of felt like they had an inkling that something wasn't all right with him. So anywho, long story short, he cheated on his wife, and after spending some time denying the allegations, he eventually came public with his wife literally in hand. And if you saw the video, or at least a picture of the video, you saw that grip. And I know we're all making, you know, a little bit jokes about it, but for me, that kind of signals something to me about what's going on behind the scenes, regardless of whether or not, you know, she forgave him or whatever. She was there, she was present, and that grip told me this was an intense conversation they were about to have. And I don't know if they were really prepared for how folks were going to react to it, because people were vicious. People were vicious. Now, some people may feel like they didn't owe anyone an explanation, and that's fine. I don't really personally feel like you need to come publicly with it. That's just me. But I understand why he did it. And it was mainly to save his brand. Like, his marriage was already, is from what it looked like to me, intact as it was going to be. Him and his wife has already, he and his wife has already had a discussion about it. So I feel like on that part and that end, there's nothing for me to feel bad about, like, or worry about or be whatever about, because they're good. They're just coming to let us know because he is an individual who has set himself up to be someone that you want to, like, almost like a role model, someone for you to look up to, someone for you to seek out advice from and words of encouragement from in your relationship. And so it was very hypocritical of a man or anyone, honestly, at this point to promote themselves in this way or to market, I really should say, themselves in a way that encourages us, especially women. A lot of these men pander to us, ladies. A lot of these men who do this type of work, who put themselves out there in this way, they're really trying to appeal to us because we want to take advice from them about relationships. We want to know, what does a man think? How does a man feel? What do these men want? And, you know, I get it. I do understand. But it's interesting, right? Because even with the situation with him, I wanted to know, like, how serious was he about fixing his brand or trying to, you know, put the pieces together, you know, put some band-aids on it, you know, suture it up a little bit. Because I didn't even know he did this, but I learned that he created a reaction video to the video or the recording of him and his wife. And I was kind of like, sir, why did you do that? Do you not understand your brand is under, like, it's on fire right now. You got to kind of chill out with all of that. And, you know, now I was like, oh, that's what he did. Let me go take a look at it and just see, because I don't want to really hear none of that. And it was all gone. The original video is gone. His reaction to the video is gone off of social media. And I'm talking even YouTube. It's not even there. I was like, let me go take a look, because I had not actually sat down to listen to what he had to say, because it was very cringeworthy. And I was in a space where I wanted to hear some cringeworthy stuff. And then even hearing that he promoted his book in it, I was kind of like, sir, what are you doing? As I said, this episode is not about Derek and his wife. I wanted to provide an example of what it can look like when you put all your eggs in one basket with one person and they let you down. People gonna let us down, right? People gonna let us down. Shit, we even let ourselves down. So I'd rather do more of letting me down than having someone else let me down and be feeling all kind of like disappointed by it. Mm-mm. So I want to cover two categories on why you should take your own advice. So the first is going to talk about why we don't do it. And then the second is going to talk about why we should do it. So let me just get right into it, because this is what the episode is all about. These little tips I'm about to give you. And as I'm talking about, and I think it's funny, as I'm talking about, be careful where you take your advice from. You want to know where you're getting it from. I'm over here, like, seemingly giving you an advice too. That's why you got to pick and choose, right? And if I let you down, damn, I don't want to let y'all down. But I understand that if I'm out here telling somebody something or advising or putting my thoughts out there about how I've navigated through situations in my own personal life or ways I see it working for you, I got to be somebody who is living that out, but we're going to get there. So why we don't take our own advice? The first reason why we don't do it, we are, and it should be obvious, we are just too close to our problems. Like, when you're in it, you're in it. And it's hard to do what you would so easily, some of us would so easily advise others to do. And even if it was like the most simplest piece of advice, we are so close to the issue, we're so close to the key players involved, that how we determine how we're going to handle the situation, how we want to navigate the situation, the lines get blurred. We're not really sure. We're confused. We're not sure if we want to go all out and be upset. We're not sure if we want to maybe sit with it ourselves, maybe talk to about it with our therapist. We don't know what we want to do with the problem because we're just too close to it. And taking our own advice at that time, some of us feel like that might not be the best. I'm not the best person to even give advice to myself. So I tell myself, like, if you can't take your own advice, if I feel like me, I'm too close to my problems, I'm too close to the issues at hand, then I'm not even capable of taking advice for myself. So I got to seek it outside from a friend, from a therapist, from my boyfriend or anybody else but me. That was just a problem for me. That might be a problem for you too. But I was like, I need to start checking in with self. I need to start asking me, what do I need, you know, in this, with this situation? I know I'm close to it, but I need to start thinking a bit more logically about how everything is falling apart, thinking about what is my role in this situation. So before I seek out advice from someone else, I've already sought counsel with me. But because we're so close to it, sometimes it can feel like, I can't address it. But sis, friend, I really think you can. I think you can. I don't think we're used to giving ourselves enough credit, because I don't think we've taken our advice enough in order to do so. We get worried about or concerned about, damn, well, I gave such and such advice and they ain't take it, so I ain't giving no more advice. Sis, when the last time you took your advice? When's the last time you stood 10 toes down firm on something that you've given out to someone else for you to stick with? Some of y'all probably do it. I wish I was like y'all once upon a time. It took me some time to get here. But those of us who feel like, damn, man, I'm too close to that, I don't know if I can do it, I think you need to trust yourself a little bit more. That's just, you know, a food for thought is what I call it. That's what is food for thought. Number two, and this is the one that I want to stay on for a little while. Practicing what you preach. And practicing what you preach is hard. It is hard, right? Not only are we just too close to the situation at hand, I know that taking my own advice, I know that doing what I've asked other people or have advised or told or suggested other people to do, doing it myself is hard. So when I think about, damn, so-and-so didn't take my advice, or dang, I gave that person some tips and they never listened, because it's hard to take the advice of others. They can't even take their own advice. So let me stop, you know what I mean? Let me stop throwing out advice to this person. Let me stop trying to guide over here and let me guide myself. Let me be more self-sufficient. So here's my thought, right? I feel like if I'm going to dish out advice Legally Black style, Tiffany style, right, I should be able to take it in that same style for myself. So I'm not in the space to give advice to someone else in a way that I will not give it to myself. So if I'm going to give somebody some tough love, if someone comes to me like, sis, I need your advice on something, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to give them any advice that sounds like, girl, well, I was reading something the other day and I think you should know, you know, this sounds good. It could happen, right? But I'm like, I'd rather give advice that I'm actually putting into practice, something that I have experience with. And if I don't have experience with it, I want to make sure that I preface the conversation as such. So I feel like this is something that we should require of ourselves, of practicing what we preach and practicing it on the daily. Because if you're going to advise anyone to do much of anything, let it be something, like I said, that you've already done and or know about, that if you were put in the same situation, right? Let's say if I was in your shoes, which is still not a guarantee that you're going to do it, right? Because some of us have gotten in similar shoes or the same space or same similar situations as people, and we ain't do what we advise them to do. Okay. We just ain't do it. So be careful with telling someone to do something when you really have no idea what it takes to do it. That's just me at this point. I'm being very careful of what I ask of other people or what I suggest other people do if I know, right? If I know that I can't, that I'm just not there. And honestly, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with telling someone, I'm not the person for this. I'm gonna need you. I'm going to need you to go somewhere else. And I recognize that people come to you, people come to me and seek us out because they feel like we're the real deal Holyfield, right? We're one of the realest people that they know, and they're not anticipating, nor are they expecting us to lead them astray. And that's cool, right? But sometimes people come to you not knowing that you haven't really created a habit of practicing what you preach. You haven't really created a habit of taking your own advice. That's why they come into you. They haven't created the habit of taking their own advice either. Or maybe they did and they just feel like they haven't been advising themselves in the right way. That too is something you got to check in with yourself about. So if I feel like the advice that I'm taking, the advice that I gave myself, I ran out and did it and it didn't work out for me, I'm not going to give up on myself that easy. I feel like I need to sit with myself a little bit longer. I need to have a deeper conversation with myself about what exactly from what I advised myself to do didn't work. And now how can I advise myself differently? Because again, if your friend came to you like, well, I took your advice and it didn't work, and if your friend is still seeking out your advice again or seeking out your counsel, you're going to think of new creative ways because like I said, advice is not a one size fit all, right? I did it, it didn't work. Now, sis, help me out. Like you told me to do this, it didn't work. What else you got for me? Do that for yourself. Just because the advice you took that one time and you put it into practice, it didn't work, don't mean you're not good at giving advice. It just means you tried something and it didn't work for you. But now if someone else asks you about it, well, listen, sis, friend, you know, I tried this out. Didn't really work for me. Didn't really work with my lifestyle, my personality, but maybe it might be good for you. Boom. Now you have a point of reference that you can offer somebody. So I'm saying all that to say, before you start worrying about why someone isn't taking your own advice and moving quickly on it, instead consider focusing on how quickly you move off the words of others. If you're hesitant when taking advice, someone else could be hesitant when taking advice from you too, right? So I want to stop looking at things that we take from other people, whether it be, like I said, people we know, people we follow through social media, and taking some of these things as advice and more so taking it as food for thought until we are prepared to be advised by it. Because when we sometimes I think that start off that feeling of like, damn, they trying to tell me what to do. Damn, they trying to help. You know, even if it's trying to help, it's like we can be very resistant. It's natural sometimes to want to be resistant because you want to default to what feels good to you. And that's why I'm saying, if that's the case for you, I need you to start putting into practice and starting getting used to taking your own advice, period. Now, that's all I had to say about that, right? Two quick things about why we don't. Now, here's some reasons on why we should take our own counsel or seek out our own counsel. And the first one is you're trying to build trust with you, right? What good is it of giving yourself advice if you don't even trust your own advice for yourself? You don't even trusting that what you're telling yourself is going to help you, is going to usher you into the next phase of your life or usher you out of a particular phase or season of your life. How are you going to know that when it comes down to making a determination on a particular situation that you're in or any type of solution, anything that requires a solution, that's what I'm trying to say. Anything that you're in need of a solution for, how are you going to seek out the answer for yourself first? Because sometimes we know what to do. Sometimes we do. We just don't trust that it's the thing that we should do, even though it's the thing that we know makes sense, we feel makes sense, but we don't trust it because we don't like the feeling of having to go forward and put that advice to practice. That shit be hurting. That shit can be awkward. It can make you feel like, oh, that conversation going to be rough with myself or with other people or whatever the case may be. You got to trust yourself and trust that when you are telling yourself, sis, whoever, friend, self, like however you address yourself. I don't know how you address yourself. I look at myself and I address myself as by my first name is Tiffany. I just like Tiffany, look. Girl, you know, I kind of like talk to myself the way that I would talk to other people because that is what I recognized is what helped other people build trust with me and taking, you know, some of my suggestions and even asking for my suggestions. And that's the thing too, right? When people ask me and reach out to me for any advice too, I always tell myself, like, damn, that person really trusts me enough to ask me what my thoughts are, ask me what they should do. Do I trust my words? Do I trust me? Have I built up enough trust with myself? And I know some people might say, sis, I'm me. So been doing it. Really? Like, take inventory for a second. Do you really, really, really trust yourself? Because I can tell you, outside of just advice with relationships, I never really trusted myself with money. That's why I had to bring Danny on, you know, last week. I never really trusted myself with changing my behaviors, hence why Jelly was here. You know, there's a reason why even Jazz was here and Z was here. I didn't trust myself in certain categories of the things that we discussed. So I wasn't good. I'm not good counsel in those areas if I don't trust myself in the things that all the things that we talked about this past month and things I talk about in general and things that are to come. Build trust with you. Okay? You may think you have it, but I want you to do a little check. Check in with yourself. Do you trust yourself? When you make your decisions, are you trusting that you're making sound choices and not ones that are going to put you in, you know, some really fucked up situations, right? And the last thing about why you should seek out your own counsel, improve your quality of life. These past few months, I have been sitting with myself and seeking out my own counsel too. I also want to say that it involves a lot of seeking counsel with God too. Look, I'm ratchet. Y'all know how I am. I had whatever. What was my righteous and ratchet or righteous and righteous episode with Amy? Like, we talked about it. Like, I'm in tune and I'm getting in tune, and we're building a relationship. And I know I am actively working on building a relationship with God and leaving things in God's hands. And also learning that He's given me the skills to leave things in my own hands too. As I have communication and create constant communication with Him and build a relationship with Him, it's building a relationship with myself. And so as I do that, I'm figuring out, like, yo, my life has really improved now that I've been more honest with myself. I feel like my skin has been glowing even brighter now that I have been trusting myself and I have improved my quality of life because I'm taking my own advice. I'm seeking the advisement of me and God, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll hear other people's words and I'll hear what other people have to say to me. And if I do, you know, ever lean out and say, yo, I need your advice on this, which it won't be from many people, right? But I need you to give me some tips. Like, I need to know the real. I need to be able to trust that's this other person that I'm seeking out advice from, they trust their words too, just as much as I trust my own. And they're not going to tell me to do anything that they don't necessarily see themselves doing either. We're not all equipped to do the same thing. So they may say, Tip, like I said before, I've tried this thing. It didn't work for me. It wasn't in my wheelhouse, but it could be in yours. Just take that advice like it ain't work for me. So if it don't work for you, don't come over here like you gave me bad advice. I done told you it ain't work for me, but it might work for you. I just want all of us to learn to lean more on self. That's really what I think this episode is really all about. That's really what I've honestly been encouraging a lot of my scholars at my job when I work with my students, my college students. When I talk to these scholars, I tell them all the time, like, what do you think? How do you feel? What do you see for yourself? And it's always like this look of confusion, like, me? You want to know what I think about me? Yeah. I want to know what you think about you. I want to know how you advise yourself. How are you encouraging yourself? How are you informing yourself? How are you doing these things? Because you're coming to me because you think I have all the answers, but I ain't got all the answers, Sway. I don't have all the answers. Nobody really has all the answers for us besides us and our creator. Or if you feel like if you are religious or spiritual, you know that. If you're not, then you seek it from yourself or whomever or wherever you get it from, right? Whatever motivates you. But all of these things are what are benefits to you. So this week, you know, with this advice that I've given, or this, like I said, let me chill off the advice, but more of the words for thought, food for thought, whatever I want to call it. I don't know. I'm going back and forth. Advice is an easier word to use. But y'all get what I'm saying, right? I'm not trying to be overly wordy about it. My episodes, and for those of you who are tuning in, you know, this is your first time maybe hearing me by myself. My episodes with just me aren't meant to be super duper long, right? They're not also meant to be super, super in depth, because one size, like I said before, don't fit all. So I really want to just give y'all something to think about, something for you to sit with and be like, okay, what Tiff talked about this week, or what Legally Black talked about this week, however you address me, you know, I'm good with that. Actually, it's good to know that I check in with myself. I take inventory with myself. Cool. But if you feel like, man, damn, I don't really do a good enough job at that. Not as good as I should do. This is your time to do it. You know, the seasons are changing. Our personalities and our attitudes are also going to change too. With the better the weather, the better we tend to start feeling about ourselves. We're outside more, we're getting fresh air. This quarantine time has done nothing but give us time to sit with ourselves. And so I'm hoping that one of the things you sat with yourself is with how you choose to talk to yourself and how you choose to advise yourself. All right, y'all, that is it for me this week. I hope it wasn't too much of a ramble, and I hope that it helped, because I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to contradict myself. And that can be hard when I'm talking about take advice from yourself. Don't take advice just from me or anybody else. Like, be careful where you get it from and all this other stuff. I just want it to be empowering for you to look into you. So I really rather use this episode, like, let this be a reminder for you to choose you, pick you, and listen to you. Okay? So for the song of the week, because we're at the end of the episode, this week I have chosen the song called Best Is Yet to Come by Savannah Ray. I love this song. So it's a song about a relationship and just her singing about how she's giving her partner the best of her, even though sometimes we got our defenses up because we got to protect our heart. And sometimes we have to have our defenses up when we're taking advice too. We got to be careful. But understanding, like, regardless of where we are in our situations and our relationships and with ourselves, the best really is yet to come. Let me see. There's a line in here. There's a verse in here, is what I should say, some lyrics that I like. So in the beginning of the song, she hits off and sings, I be out here eating kale and shit, trying to balance out the scale a bit. Focus on yourself. She been out here eating kale and shit. She been out here eating healthy. Sis already know, like, in order for the best to come, I got to treat myself like it's coming. I got to treat myself well. So she out here, you know, eating kale, trying to balance out the scale, trying to make sure, you know, everything works out in the way in which it's supposed to, in the way in which that makes you happy, makes me happy. So I would encourage you to do that too. And I'm not saying that you need to lose weight. I don't know what you look like. I'm just saying, balance out whatever scale it is, whether it's a mental scale, whether it's an emotional scale, whether it's a financial scale, balance it out. Okay. The last verse that I want to cover from this song, she says, two lines, stress-free like a backwood, low-key like what's the password. It's that low-key like what's the password for me. That's how I'm trying to live my life. I want to be up and out here for y'all to see me, but I still want to be so low-key, like, I didn't even know she was doing that. I didn't even know she was moving in that direction. That's the mindset I want y'all to have. That's the mindset I want to continue to adopt. I want to be that low-key. I want to be that chill that you have to look at me like, word? Damn. And that's it. So thank y'all so much for tuning in this week to They Didn't Tell You podcast. Again, I'm Legally Black, your host. Follow me on Instagram at Legally Black, the podcast and apparel page at They Didn't Tell You, my website, theydidn'ttellyou.com. This song and all of the songs are available on my playlist for this season, which the link is in my bio. Thank y'all for being real ones, per usual. and tuning in. And I hope those of you, like I said, who are tuned in for the first time, I hope that you fuck with me. I hope that you stick around. I hope that you share, support, and continue to share and support all the guests that I will have featured on my podcast in the future, because the best is yet to come. I'll see y'all later. Bye.